Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Gary Parrish Show. We are on 92.9 FM. He has been an every day. Right around this time, I'm joined by your award-winning columnist, Daily Memphian, host of the Jeff Calkins Show. My big buddy, Jeff Calkins. Jeff Calkins, how are you?
I'm underwhelmed, Gary.
You used the word underwhelmed today on Jason and John. Chris Harrington tweeted the word underwhelmed today on Twitter. I'm not sure if you guys just talk so much you have to share words, but I do think that that's the accurate word to use. It's not insane what they did. It's not necessarily disappointing what they did, but it is a little underwhelming. No young, interesting prospects, at least from my perspective. No first-round picks. The only pick involved today is like it's more than 5.5 years away. More than five years from now, the Grizzlies will use a pick they got today to draft somebody who sucks. just your thoughts on the trade deadline's now in our rearview mirror.
Well, I think the real problem, and this is what I'm writing. I'm trying to get one column done before I do the Cincinnati. I'm at Cincinnati Memphis game here. I'm at FedEx Forum for that game. The problem is this: is that I like what you were saying on the way in. Everything here is defensible and rational. They didn't turn down wildly more attractive deals or even more attractive deals to do worse deals, right? I mean, you can argue if you want to argue the Charlotte thing, you can argue it one way or another. Whether you want, if, for example, let's pretend it was two bad contracts for a heavily protected one in a bad draft, right? Do you like that deal better than Valanciunas and DeLon Wright?
Well, I'll tell you this. On that deal, I was on the radio in Charlotte this morning.
Yeah.
And they were, like, begging me to take that deal.
Right. That's the thing. And so, like, it's not – they didn't say, you know what, we're going to turn down these four number ones for, like, no, this is what they got. This is what they were offered. And the Clippers deal, which I like that you sort of said you didn't care about, because, like, the basketball geeks cared deeply about that and were almost more enraged about that one, like that you traded two expirings for Avery Bradley and nothing. People thought there were going to be picks coming back. Well, there's nothing coming back. Well, the reason they did it, and Chris Harrington explained this over the Daily Memphian, he did a trade, an up-to-date trade tracker. The reason they did that was really a couple reasons. One is they needed a roster space because they were taking more players back in the Toronto deal than they were sending that way. And so in this one, they were sending more players. They were sending more players to the Clippers than they were taking back. Second, there were luxury tax implications in order to help them make the Toronto deal. And third, Avery Bradley, they're not particularly interested in Avery Bradley one way or another. He has a non-guaranteed deal for next year. So let's just say, for example, in the summer, you want to trade – someone has a contract they want to get rid of, right? Which is guaranteed. You say, okay, we'll take that poison pill contract. We'll give you the Avery Bradley contract, which you can then cut him, and you send us a sweetener of some kind, probably another number two in 2025 or whatever it is, right? But so they're not interested in Avery Bradley as a player. They're interested in that. That's what they got. And so you can say, oh, okay. And again, if they were being offered high number twos for Garrett Temple and to Michael Green, they would have taken him, but they weren't. So it's not like they were. So everything is sort of defensible at some level. I have two problems with it. A, they have no one to defend it. They have no credibility. The person who's going to defend this is, you know, the same person who explained why David Fizdale was going to be a great coach and then why David Fizdale had to go and why Chandler Parsons was going to be the answer and the missing piece and then why Chandler Parsons had to be sent home even though he was being paid enormous amounts of money. And the same person who told you why Jeff Green was going to be great and then traded Jeff Green for a number one, and then explained to you why that number one had to be traded because these two number twos are really better, but then cut both number twos. Like, there's no credibility in terms of selling this stuff, right? None. And even though it is, at some level, defensible. And then the second thing, it's only defensible in the context of a situation that they created for themselves, right? Having painted themselves into the corner, having put themselves in this place with Mark, having, okay, this is the best they could do. But there, you know, the reason that they aren't able to go out and get, you know, what's his name from Philadelphia, the number four, number one pick,
whose name is now Markelle Fultz.
Markelle Fultz, because they don't have, like, young talent to trade, you know? Orlando goes to get him, right? Because they got, like, whatever. Like, if you have young talent and draft picks and whatever else, you can do things. Well, the Grizzlies have shorted themselves on draft pick and they've shorted themselves on young talent. So they don't have a lot of ability to do things. And so they're in this, and they took the Mark thing as long as they could take it. And then it just ran out. And then they were, you know, so in the context of the world they created, all these things made sense. I think they're totally defensible, but they created the world, and then in terms of actively defending them, they have no one who can actively defend them.
Like, I was even talking to somebody earlier today who's close with the front office. I'll just keep it as vague as that. Mm-hmm. And even they were like, you know, it's just echoing what you're saying right now, which is, and I do think this is true. I don't think it's crazy to think that the current front office could do a good job from this point forward. But the problem becomes just nobody believes in them. And that's a real issue, particularly in a small market where, and I don't believe this is nearly as common as social media suggests, but, like, I've got friends who are season ticket holders who say, I'm not renewing unless A, B, and C. They've got a real big that problem right now that I think only gets fixed in one obvious way.
Yes. And by the way, I just want to make it clear, like, I know I've fired Chris Wallace before. I don't think Chris Wallace is either a slash fall guy or slash symbol of this. You know, it's a representative. It's at something. Because Chris was never empowered to be, or he was briefly, but not lately, certainly, and is sort of powerful. Like, look at Houston and who's calling the shots. Daryl Morey, right? You know Daryl Morey calling the shots. You know who's calling the shots in Toronto. You know who's calling the shots. Bob Myers in Golden State. You know who's called, like, you know, who's calling the shots in the best organization? Danny Ainge in Boston. I'm not saying you can go get Danny Ainge, but there's a model that seems to work, right? And they just have refused to do that. And so I actually have nothing against any of the people who are there, whether it's Hollinger or whether it's any of the other folks in the personnel department. They might be totally capable of doing a great job. And they probably have, and they've done some good things, but there's just literally, when there's no one out front selling it, who can persuasively talk about it, and who there's some faith in. I don't know how you, I do. Like, I talk to season ticket holders who are just mad that Chris is going to be here longer than Mark. It just infuriates them and say, we're not coming back. We're not buying season tickets until he's. And I don't think it's much. I think it's well beyond Chris at this point. It's bigger than Chris. It's about having that person who can do those things and restore credibility to the franchise. And I mean, even the truth is, Chris Harrington and I were talking about this. Even when Chris Wallace says something that's 100% they believe, like, and I remember on draft lottery night, they fell to four, okay, or they wind up with the fourth pick. And Chris Wallace said, well, we think that's great. He was all happy. We think it's a four-person draft, and people are laughing at him. Yeah, you're great. You're so happy you fell to four. Because everyone else thought it was a three-person draft. And he said, no, this is great. We think it's a four-person draft. Well, you know what? A, they did, and B, they got it right, right? But no, people just laughed at him that night. Because they're, like, trying to put a nice spin on the fact that they dropped to four in a three-person draft. What everyone said was a three-person draft. And so I just think that's a real issue for the franchise. And it's not so much about, like, what they did today, given where they were. like whatever. You know, this idea that trademark, you're going to get three number ones back for him or something was never going to be. And so it's when we talked about trading Mark, it's one of the things I think that you and I sort of understood. There wasn't going to be some great haul for Mark. And there isn't a great haul for Mark. I think that at this point, though, the problems are much larger than that.
Talking to Jeff Calkins here on 92.9 FM ESPN on the topic of Mark. He is now, this might be weird to say because he's 34 years old, he's been on a team that played in the Western Conference Finals, but he's never been in a better position to go to the NBA Finals. He's never been in a better position to maybe win an NBA championship. And so I know he made it clear to the public and also the front office that he did not want to be traded, but I would imagine either he goes to bed tonight or wakes up tomorrow kind of excited about playing real meaningful basketball games in a city that loves that franchise, in a building that's going to be packed, and with an opportunity to not just make the playoffs, but go deep into the playoffs. I'm excited for him.
Yeah. Oh, no. My priority with this has never been to do the right thing by Mark or Mike, as much as harsh as that is to say. I like them both. I respect them both. I wish they could have stayed here forever, et cetera. Mike may. But I've always wanted the Grizzlies to do what was in their best interest. And if it involves sending them to Charlotte, send them to Charlotte. But given that they decided this was in their best interest, it's perfect. It's interesting. I mean, there he is playing with Kawhi Leonard. And then the last Grizzlies playoff series against San Antonio, there he was going against Kawhi Leonard. Kawhi Leonard was absolutely magnificent in carrying him and San Antonio past Memphis in a series that won six, though, I think, as I recall. And it's perfect. And it's also a incredibly cosmopolitan city. And it's like you really can't imagine a better place, you know, unless somehow he ended up on the Warriors or something. You can't imagine a better place for Mark to have landed than Toronto.
I've never been to Toronto, but
it's
last
great city.
So last night I'm in studio and I'm talking to Brendan Haywood, who played in the NBA for a long time, made a bazillion dollars. I don't know why he works as much as he works now, given that he's made a bazillion dollars, but he does, and he's awesome. Like, you could not meet a cooler, more down-to-earth, you know, NBA champion. But he said, we weren't talking about Mark, we were just talking, because we have a lot of time to we're just sitting there, you know, waiting for the next halftime to come. And he said Toronto was his favorite city to go to in the NBA. When they went on road trips, Toronto was always his favorite. So it is, by all accounts, an amazing city.
It's a great city. It's a great, incredibly cosmopolitan. It's like sort of it sort of has a lot of the cosmopolitan aspects of New York and whatever, without quite the over the top New Yorkness of New York. You know, it's just a world class city and lots of money and Mark will like it there very much. It's nice for him. And then I'm happy Mike is back. I think it makes sense to have Mike back. I do think they'll have a chance to be good enough to convey the pick. Jonas Valanciunas is a good player. He's more of a traditional center than Mark is. But I was talking to someone in Toronto, a columnist in Toronto today, and they just say he's the nicest guy in the world and very low maintenance. He's not the shooter or passer that Mark is. He's more your traditional big guy. But then DeLon Wright will be a better backup than Shelvin Mack. I actually think you can make an argument that they're, if not better, not much worse right now. And it'll be a much more palatable just in terms of aesthetically end of the season than certainly last year, the year was or whatever. You're going to have Mike running the show. You have a chance to convey the pick. And then barring injury, you can deal Mike this summer and sort of start deepen the rebuild, I guess.
Do you think this gives them a better chance or a similar chance to go ahead and move the pick to Boston this year?
I think it gives them about a sort of a similar chance. I don't know that they're better. I mean, when Mark, it depends whether you've got the good Mark or the bad Mark. Good Mark, when good Mark is playing well, he's clearly better than Valanciunas, right? But Valanciunas is a good center, and he's a good piece to put next to Jaren, and they've clearly upgraded at backup point guard. And so I don't know that they're demonstrably worse than they were. And I also think that if you look around, that what's happened, though, is if you look around the league, a lot of teams around them are a lot worse. Like Dallas at this point might want to keep their pick, and they might they're I think 4 wins ahead of the Grizzlies or something. So they got some work to do, but they traded Harrison Barnes. I don't know if Anthony Davis is going to play or not, but you might be able to catch New Orleans. Right now, you know, you're practically an 8th from the bottom already. I think you're basically right there with Orlando and Washington for 8th from the bottom. So you just got to pass either New Orleans or Dallas or Detroit or whatever, and you're 9th. And even if you're 8th, honestly, you can go into the lottery and slip tonight if someone jumps up. So I think the chances of conveying the pick are 50-50 at this point. And so, and that would be, that's not nothing. I mean, that is not nothing. You read all these pieces about dealing for Anthony Davis and who's going to be able to deal for Anthony Davis, and everyone just raves about the upside of the Boston pick, Memphis pick that Boston has. Everyone else understands it's an unbelievably valuable pick. So if you can get off that this year, and if that's one of the things that happened at the trade deadline, to me, that's a very good thing that happened at the trade deadline, is you might be able to get off that pick this year in a bad draft and be done with it, and then move ahead with the rebuild next year. And then you're starting next year with, I don't know whether DeLon Wright is going to be back or not, but I presume he will be. And Dylan Brooks and Jaren Jackson and Kyle Anderson and whoever else you start the building process.
Talking to Jeff Calkins here on 92.9 FM ESPN. My motivation for the franchise has never been that you absolutely have to convey the pick this year, but it's been, I'd rather you do it than not, because as it relates to this pick, I'm just trying to avoid worst case scenario. And that means giving it to Boston unprotected in 2021. And so if you don't convey the pick this season and you're crappy next season, then you might
be. Which you will be.
Which you will be. That's the thing.
You will be. There's just no way you're not going to be crappy next year. So you're going to have the pick next year when it's top 6 protected. And you're going to be picking in the bottom 6 next year. I'm telling you right now.
Okay, so let's agree on that. If we're certain, or at least as certain as we can be, that they're going to – if they have the pick next season, they're going to keep it next season, then it is incredibly important to move it this season. I mean, it will be sickening if there's this next Zion Williamson-type prospect. Not similar in terms of ability, but like in terms of hype, in terms of that's the guy that can change your franchise. And the Grizzlies got the second pick or the first pick, and then you got to just give it to Boston. Like, give them the pick now and be done with it, as opposed to risk what I think is going to be a likely scenario if you don't get rid of it right now.
They would clearly, I mean, I don't know if there's any question, they would clearly like to do that. Or else, by the way, if you're at 9th, let's just say you are able to finish 9th from the bottom, you'll still be in the lottery. You'll still be standing up there in the lottery. You'll still have a shot at Zion. If you go ahead and win the lottery, honestly, if you're in the top 4, I don't know if you'd prefer it. If the lottery is going to be the top 4. So if you jump up to 4, I don't know that you'd be happy with that. I think you'd rather actually convey the pick than pick 4. But picking 4, you're like, okay, that's fine. We'll live with that. If at the end, we'll just hope our pick in 2 years, you know, we don't win. but 4, maybe we get a good player at 4. So you get a much better chance at than we would at 9. So if you're at 9, you can still go into the lottery with interest and thinking maybe we'll get lucky, maybe we'll get Zion. But if we don't get lucky, then we'll have this 9 pick. Maybe Hallam may have slipped to 10 by that point, given the way the lottery works. And we'll just get Boston the number 10 pick in the draft. That's fine. We're done. We don't have to think about this anymore. And then soon Chandler Parsons will be coming off. His contract's going to be coming off, and we can start fresh.
I'm talking to Jeff Calkins here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Before I let you go, I want to switch gears. You mentioned you are inside FedEx Forum. Game tips off about 45 minutes or so. It's Cincinnati, ranked 25th in the country, 19-3 overall, 8-1 in the American, playing Penny's Tigers, downtown Memphis. You know, John Martin says he thinks Memphis is going to win the game. The only thing that I had said a couple of weeks ago is that nobody in the American is going to be a significant favorite over Memphis inside FedEx Forum. Tonight's evidence of that. Cincinnati open 2.5-point favorite. It's about 4 right now, but still, that is not significant. Do you give Memphis a real shot to win this game tonight?
Sure, a real shot. I mean, I saw them play the way they played against Cincinnati. Against SMU. I saw the way they played against UCF, and so yeah. But I also think honestly that, like, I also saw what a poor job they did of handling the matchup zone against Tulsa, and Cincinnati does that better. And the other thing, it's one of the interesting things we were talking to Penny about the year when he, the two consecutive years when they lost 6 out of 7 games, I think it was. Is that what it was? 6 out of 7 games to Cincinnati and Nick Van Axel. And I asked him, I said, what did they have that you didn't have? And he said, grown men. I said this on the show yesterday. One of the really interesting things about Cincinnati is coaches have come and gone, players have come and gone, whatever. But the Cincinnati brand of basketball has fundamentally remained the same. And it's a really interesting thing that they've been able to do that. And it, consistently, they are tougher than you are. And it'll be interesting to see how a sometimes weak-minded Memphis team can cope with that.
They, at Cincinnati, it took Mick a minute to get it going because, you know, they had that, Hugs got fired at a weird time in the calendar, and then they had Andy Kennedy as an interim for a year. And when Mick took over, there was just nothing there. And I remember at the Final Four one year, after Mick had sort of, he had sort of steadied things and he had it going, and really it's gone consistently ever since then. But this was a few years back. And he said, it took me a minute to get, because I think I was talking to him about Josh. And he said, it took me a minute to not only get the program settled, but to get the people that matter on my side. Because so everybody, nobody, the only person.
Yeah, they all love Tigers. Yeah.
The only person who wanted Hux fired was the president of the university. That's it. Nobody else wanted Hux fired. Not the fans, not the, athletic department. And Mick was like, so not only did I have to rebuild this just disaster, but I had to win over the people who didn't want me there. And he finally got them to a place, but it took a while. And he and I were talking about that as it related to Josh at Memphis. And he was like, has Josh lost the people at Memphis? And I said, yeah, I feel like it has. He said, then it's time to go. Because you once you, it's hard to get them if they're not preconditioned to want you. But if you do get them and then you lose them, you don't get them back. And he has done a remarkable job of winning those people over, putting his fingerprints on the program and making Cincinnati basketball a reflection of honestly what I grew up watching Cincinnati basketball.
Right, that's the thing. Yeah.
I mean, like I'm old now, but when I was young, I do think Hugs' teams were more talented than these teams. Like, I mean, Hugs had like Corey Blunt, right. Kenyon Martin. He had more top level talent, but Mick has done a tremendous job of keeping Cincinnati, you know, operating at an extremely high level. Remember, they were a number 2 seed in the NCAA tournament last season.
Yep.
So, what kind of does weather impact the crowd tonight? Am I going to turn?
I don't think so. No, I don't think so. I mean, we've seen that, right? We've seen that when it starts, doesn't seem to impact it. The weather doesn't seem to impact it. It's going to be a bit. I've been in here for a while because I wanted to come in here and write my Grizzlies column, but I imagine it's going to be jammed. I imagine that next to this, to the Tennessee game, it'll be the most raucous game of the year. You know, obviously, if it depends that they get off to a decent start. I'll be interested to see, honestly, if their starts, having had the bad starts they've had, if they actually does now at home, they replicate it or not. I mean, I'll be really interested to see how they come out. I'll be interested to see Antoine Jones, who's sort of, after making a lot of strides, and at their best, it was Antoine Jones was when he was at his best, has regressed. I'll be interested to see if he sort of can be a relevant factor again. No, I expect it to be a big, raucous, fun night, and I look forward to it.
For folks gonna not headed down there, if you're headed down there, you know what time the game starts. If you're not, 6 o'clock tip inside FedEx Forum. You can watch it on ESPN2. It's number 25 Cincinnati. Playing the Tigers inside FedEx Forum. Jeff Calkins will be courtside. You can read him, dailymemphian.com. Thank you, buddy. I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I really hate the timing of this game because this is
right when we are done.
Well, yeah, there's that part of it. Mm-hmm. Like, honestly, I was hoping I could get here early enough today to record some of the end of the show early so I could get home in time to watch it. But just in general, I'd like to be there.
Sure.
Cincinnati's a nationally relevant program. They're playing right down the street. But just my travel schedule makes it, I would get divorced if I tried to go to a basketball game tonight. I got home, 3 hours ago.
Yeah.
And I leave.
Yeah, you're going tomorrow.
I'll leave my house again tomorrow morning at 5:30 in the morning.
I mean, you might as well go.
By the time I get home, so I've been gone since this past Monday morning.
Yeah.
And when I get home tonight, it'll be 6:30 roughly.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be home less than 12 hours total. And keep in mind, some of that time's got to be spent recording a stupid podcast tonight.
Why did you even go home then?
Well, that's the thing. I probably should have flown straight from
Nevada,
New York to Reno.
Yeah.
For two reasons. A, it just like cuts down on the, my God, I'm exhausted. But B, it's easier to get from New York to Nevada to Reno than it is from Memphis to Reno.
Yeah.
Because tomorrow I've got to go Memphis, Atlanta, Atlanta, Salt Lake City, Salt Lake City.
Two connections.
Salt Lake City, Reno. It'll be like 15 hours of travel time tomorrow after being home less than 12 hours. But the truth is,
the game tonight,
and I'm not trying to make myself out to be anything other than what I am. I'm not father of the year. I'm not husband of the year. But I want to go home and see my family, even if
kids.
It's just for, you know, 2 hours.
Yeah.
And that really is all it will be. It'll be 2 hours, but I just wanted to go home because
good for you.
Once I leave tomorrow, then I ain't coming home for a long time. I'm going to be gone for a long, long time. Anyway, that's why I can't be inside FedEx Forum tonight. So Penny and Mick, if you're listening.
You.
Penny and Mick, if you're listening, that's that's my explanation. I'll catch you next time. Be back in a second.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Some respect on my check. Pay me in equity.
Pay me in equity.
Watch me reverse out of dicks.
Skirt.
He got a bad chick.
Bad chick.
We live in lavish, lavish. I get expensive fabrics.
Valentine's Day is next week. Don't procrastinate. You're looking for a great gift, a convenient gift, a gift that's going to be reasonably priced, but get the kind of reaction you want. Sherry's Berries. That's what you need to do. Berries.com is the website. Berries.com. Berries.com. Hand to heart. There ain't been a year in recent years where I haven't bought them, and nobody's ever disappointed. Every time we get them, they really don't even make it a night at our home.
And they're gone.
They're gone. Even if you, like, you say, hey, is everybody done with these?
Yeah.
And then you put them in the fridge. By the time you wake up tomorrow, somebody was sneaking into the fridge.
And is it Kelly or is it the kids? Who do you think, who's the culprit?
Sometimes it's me, Brad.
Oh, you're getting into that?
Sometimes it's me.
You're getting them for the family. Gary, what are you doing in there?
I ask them if they're done. They say they're done, and then they're just sitting there in the fridge. What do you want me to do?
You're a chocolate sniper, Gary.
What do you mean, dude? They're just sitting there staring at me.
They are good, though.
They're just sitting there staring at me. We're talking about incredible strawberries dipped in milk, dark, white chocolatey goodness. They're topped with decadent toppings like chocolate chips and glitter sprinkles. They're always fresh, always tasty, always worth the wait. They ship anywhere in the country. So, yeah, you can buy them for yourself, for your neighbor, or for somebody who lives in California. It doesn't matter. It's all the same. You don't have to go to a store. That's what makes it so convenient. You just get on your smartphone, computer. You can order right there at berries.com. Price is starting at just $19.99 plus shipping and handling. And if you order right now, you can add a dozen roses for just $19.99 more. So don't be that jerk who's running around next Thursday afternoon looking for some roses, paying three times that price for them. Just get on your phone right now. Get it all taken care of. You'll feel better about yourself. Berries.com. That's berries.com. Berries.com. Click on the microphone. Enter my code, Parrish, P-A-R-R-I-S-H, at checkout. That's Parrish, and you're going to be hooked up. 532, Gary Parrish Show. We're on 92.9 FM ESPN. Big news today, of course. NBA trade deadline has passed. It happened at 2 o'clock Central earlier today. The big headlines as it relates to the Memphis Grizzlies. Marc Gasol, no longer a member of the Memphis Grizzlies. Mike Conley is still a member of the Memphis Grizzlies. I don't know if you saw it on Mike's Instagram, but somebody put a clearly photoshopped image together. But it's Mike and Mark walking in different directions. Mike in his Grizzlies uniform, because he's still a member of the Grizzlies. Mike in a red Raptors uniform.
Oh, God.
And Mike wrote, just like, you're my brother. And I don't know, it's just a weird thing to see, because those guys.
It's weird.
One of the things I talked about, I guess it was yesterday, maybe day before.
Yeah.
Was that we are still, relatively speaking, a young professional basketball city as it relates to the NBA. And so our basketball memories have always been built around the Tigers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for instance, I didn't grow up with the Grizzlies. My children are growing up with the Grizzlies. Your children are
growing up.
Your child is growing up with the Grizzlies.
Definitely. He's got that Marc Gasol thing poster on the wall.
My children didn't grow up with the Grizzlies. I mean, I didn't grow up with the Grizzlies.
Your Tigers grow is your youth.
Yeah,
right?
So when I look back on my childhood as it pertains to being a basketball fan in this city, it's, you know, my earliest memories are Keith Lee.
Okay.
And then, of course, Elliot Perry.
Yeah.
And then you get into Penny.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was basically an adult after that.
Yeah.
But you go, man, those Keith Lee years were awesome. Yeah. And there were four of them. You go, whoa, man, those Penny years. Man, I can remember being in the Pyramid, Tomb of Doom. And there was two of them.
Yeah.
You know, with Elliot, you got four.
Yeah.
You know, with Mark, it was more than a decade.
Yeah.
With Mike, it's been more than a decade. We have had more Marc Gasol years than we ever had Keith Lee years or Elliot Perry years or Penny Hardaway years. Same thing with Mike.
Yeah.
And so we all knew that this day was likely coming, but for it to finally be here and for it to finally be official, it's not speculation anymore. Are the Grizzlies going to move Mark? Mm-hmm. If so, where? You know, we knew by today we'd have those answers, and we got them.
Yeah.
And it is a little surreal. Particularly when you see Mike Instagram that picture. Because since Mark you know, became an NBA player, you've never seen him in another uniform, outside of an All-Star uniform or whatever.
Yeah.
The Raptors uniform on him looks different. When you turn on the television on Saturday, if you do, because I am assuming Mark's not going to play tonight in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
The Raptors are in Atlanta tonight. I would imagine he plays in their next game, which is Saturday, and that's going to be against the New York Knicks, David Fizdale.
Yeah.
It'll be weird to see Marc Gasol wearing a different team's jersey. And yet I couldn't be happier for him, because when you are being shopped the way Mark was being shopped, we knew that he wouldn't go to a bad team, because there's no motivation for a bad team to pursue him. The only types of teams that would you have any interest whatsoever in Marc Gasol would be teams that are either in the playoff race right now or just a game or two back, and they're trying to get there and they feel like he's a missing piece. So he wasn't going to go to a bad spot. That's why when we talked about it earlier in the week, we were joking, like, you know, he'll be in a better place. because he was undeniably going to be in a better place, because there's just really not a worse
place. Yeah, that was the option.
He went to one of the best places.
Yeah.
You know, he's teammates now with Kawhi Leonard.
Mm-hmm.
He is on a team that...
Yeah, they got a real shot to get to that final.
A realistic shot to be Eastern Conference champions.
Yeah.
I mean, you can, if you want, prefer Milwaukee's situation or Boston's situation or Philadelphia's situation.
Yeah, Philly upgraded.
And I really do think it's those four teams. Mm-hmm. I know the Pacers are fourth in the East right now, but they do not have Victor Oladipo anymore. That's an issue. So... In the East, it'll come down to the Bucks, Raptors, Celtics, and Sixers, I would assume. And you know, I don't think one is an obvious favorite over the other. Like, we could talk about the best four teams in the West.
Right.
Maybe it's Golden State, Denver, Oklahoma City, Houston. I don't know. Whatever it is.
Yeah.
But then we take that one and we put it just well above everybody else.
Yeah, it's Golden State.
There's no scenario where you can reasonably imagine, barring injuries, that the Warriors aren't in the finals.
Yeah.
But in the East, it could be any of those four teams.
Yeah.
And you know,
so you're happy for Mark in that respect. I mean, I'm happy they're keeping Mike. Just from a, it does seem from a marketing perspective that having Mike on roster, along with the point you made in the opening segment, which was you get him to sort of shepherd Jaren. But like, it would be weird going to the Forum on Saturday. Like, they have a New Orleans game on Saturday, and not seeing either one of them. That's even worse to me.
Well, I guess where I would split from you a little bit is that, to me, the most important thing about keeping Mike is that it's just probably the smart thing to do. You can move him. You can move him in the offseason if you want to move him in the offseason.
Yeah.
It's just there wasn't a deal on the table good enough to make you pull the trigger right now. And I do think that with not doing that, you have him to be a locker room presence,
mm-hmm.
You know, for the young players on your roster. The only one of whom I care about is Jaren Jackson Jr.
Yeah.
So I think that's all good stuff. The one thing I will say is that I've heard various people talk about marketing perspective, or I even heard today because Dallas is going to buy out Zach
Randolph. Yeah, I saw
Randolph.
That. Yeah.
And I think people were joking, but I saw it on Twitter, like, you know, bring back Zach Randolph. And that'll, like, the.
No.
Let me just say
this. I'm with you on that.
There is no, like, right. From a marketing perspective, this thing
The Hail Mary to
is
get
going
folks in there.
Is going to get people in FedEx Forum.
I got you.
That does not exist.
No, you're right.
The building is going to be empty the rest of the season.
Yeah.
With Mike Conley or without Mike Conley. With Zach Randolph.
No, you're
without
right.
Without Zach Randolph. Right. It does not matter in any real way, in that way.
Right.
But I'm happy for Mark because he gets a chance to go. I would just imagine that if you're a competitor, and he is, and you had to deal with what you had to deal with last year, which is, you know, tanking, mm-hmm. and then go through what you went through this year, which is miserable, that to go to overnight into one of the best situations in the NBA, into a city that is, by all accounts, awesome, playing home games in a building that's going to be packed every night, playing with guys who, quote-unquote, play the right way, having an opportunity to go to Eastern Conference Finals, maybe NBA Finals. That's, mm-hmm. That has to re-energize you in some way, I would think. And then I'm happy for Mike because I don't think he wanted to move. I do think he hates losing. But sometimes with these guys, you have to remember that they're actual humans. They're not just basketball players. You know, Mike has a family. It's not just as simple as, okay, cool, I'll go play basketball somewhere else. You know, like, I think Mike liked the idea of, let's just get through this season, and then we'll see where we're at, and then if I need to relocate my family, we can relocate it in the offseason. Mid-season moves can be disruptive for a family, for a father, for a husband. And so I'm happy for Mike because he gets what I believe he preferred. I'm happy for the franchise because I do think there's a benefit to keeping him around, even if it's just for the rest of the season. And I'm happy for Mark because he gets an opportunity to go win at a level that he's never won before. He's a 34-year-old former All-NBA guy, three-time All-Star, who is probably, at this moment, in a better position than he's ever been to win something of significance in the NBA. So I know that big picture, the trade deadline was kind of underwhelming because you're dreaming about, to the extent that you're dreaming, young, interesting prospects and or future first-round draft
right.
picks. Unless you think Valanciunas is young and interesting, and he is good. And
good
he's
player.
He's going to keep you good enough, I think, to maybe be able to move the pick to Boston this season. But, like, whatever. And, you know, there are no first-round draft picks.
No, that sucks.
So, big picture, underwhelming. Mm-hmm. But I do think if you're trying to discuss it simply and accurately, and they did about as well as they could do, given the situation that they also created. Be back with dinner to go.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show. Live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
The hood got heavy metal like Slipknot. I hustle for my chain like a pit stop. I used to want to grip grain to my wrist lock. Ooh, now I want a BMW i3. It's little buddy's on point like Kyrie. My mama taught me never let a sucker chop me. But if he do, draw blood like an
IV. You don't want to be spending next week, particularly next Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, worried about what you're going to get somebody for Valentine's Day. You got a significant other in your life, or your mother, your aunt, grandmother, whomever. You want to make sure you get something? Go ahead and get it done. And I'm not telling you to go shopping tonight. You don't have to drive to a store. Just get on your computer, get on your smartphone, go to berries.com. That's where you can find Sherry's Berries. Talking about incredible strawberries dipped in milk, dark white chocolatey goodness, topped with decadent toppings like chocolate chips and glitter sprinkles. They are always fresh. They're always tasty. They're always reliable. In other words, they're going to be there when you want them there. They ship anywhere in this country. So it's a super convenient gift. You can send them to yourself or to the East Coast, to the West Coast. Does not matter. You can do it on your laptop or your smartphone just by going to berries.com. Don't procrastinate. Valentine's Day is next week. This is your chance to send that special someone in your life the gift of their dreams at a price of your dreams, starting at just $19.99 plus shipping and handling. And if you order right now, you can add, you'll have the option to add a dozen roses for just $19.99 more. And because they're going to be shipped with your Sherry's Berries, you're going to get that at no extra charge. So you know what to do. Go to berries.com, click the microphone, and enter my code PARISH at checkout, P-A-R-R-I-S-H, at berries.com. Berries.com, click the microphone, enter the code PARISH, and you're going to be hooked up. 547 Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN. Tigers and Cincinnati getting ready to tip off. About 15 minutes. That's going to happen inside FedEx Forum. You can watch it on ESPN2. I'll get you ready for it. Let's do Dinner to Go.
Dinner to Go is presented by Humphrey's Prime Cut Shop, a Folks Folly original.
It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
A whole bunch of stuff, but the main story was the NBA trade deadline and the impact it had on the Memphis Grizzlies. If you've missed it, and honestly, I don't know how you could have missed it at this point, but if you did, the big bullet points are this. Marcus Gasol is now a member of the Toronto Raptors. The Grizz, in exchange for Marcus Gasol, got Jonas Valanciunas, DeLon Wright, CJ Miles, and a 2024 second-round pick.
There you go. There's the carrot, Gary.
2024 second-round pick. Yeah. Like, if somebody offered me a 2024 second-round pick, I'd be like, you know what? Why don't you just keep it? Because I'll probably lose it.
Yeah, I might forget I have it.
Yeah, I'll probably misplace it between now and then. Yeah. So, like, why don't you just hold on to that?
Yeah. And put an iPhone. Do you think the Grizzlies put an iPhone reminder on it that they have that for 2024?
You gotta put it in their calendar.
It just pops up. Yeah. Like an alarm. Like, set for week of.
Yeah. Calendar turns to like 2024, and they're like, "Oh wow, hey, do you guys remember?"
Yeah.
And it'll be a like entirely new group of people. They'll be like, "Hey, you guys remember the group of people we replaced?
Check this out.
They back on February 7th, 2019, more than 5 years ago."
Yeah.
Got us a second-round pick that we can use on the next Deontay Davis.
Look what we got.
Hey, guys, you want to draft another Deontay Davis?
Yeah. What do you think of this?
We got this pick from 5 years ago we can use.
Yeah.
Whatever. Garrett Temple, Jamichael Green, now members of the L.A. Clippers. Grizz get Avery Bradley in return for that. And Mike Conley going to remain with the team, at least presumably through this season. He tweeted earlier today he still has game day focus.
Oh, that's good.
So, there's one thing you can say about Mark. He's always got that game day focus.
No, Mike stays focused through the thick and the thin. Even the images coming out.
I'll be honest, I completely lost my game day focus a while ago. It's like several weeks I've lacked game day focus.
Okay, if you're Mike,
I cannot stay focused on Grizzlies games anymore.
I actually think he's lying to us. Like, I don't
can't possibly be focused.
No, and I love you, Mike. Like, if you're listening somehow, but like, yo, man. Don't lie to me. You don't have game day focus.
Can't possibly have game
There's
day
no
focus.
There's no way hashtag game day focus.
I couldn't be less focused on Grizzlies games these
days.
Yeah,
like, you got your headphones on. You're in the locker room. You're, like, watching all this stuff. You got no game day focus.
I'm not focused. There have been years And man, I miss them.
Yeah, I do too.
There have been years where I did have game day focus. It's
not time for that.
I'd wake up, I'd be like, Grizzlies in action tonight. I'm focused on this game.
Let's go.
But it ain't tonight.
Okay.
Grizzlies are in Oklahoma City.
Yeah.
I couldn't care less.
Really? Come on, man. You get to see Paul George and...
I told you this already. I'm less interested in this season than I was last season.
Oh, no.
Because last season...
We had something to root for.
You had something to root for.
Losses.
So, like, last season on February 7th, if the Grizzlies were in Oklahoma City, you'd be going, come on, Paul George. Go put 35 on him.
Yep.
Come on, Russell Westbrook.
Yep.
Murder somebody. You'd be actively, if you're smart...
Against us.
Not the dummies, but if you were smart, you'd be actively rooting against the Grizzlies. I don't even know what to root for anymore.
I don't either.
Like, do you want them to lose because it increases your lottery odds, or do you want them to win because it gets you one step closer to maybe moving the pick to Boston?
I don't know. I actually think you want to move the pick, so you want to show progress and win enough games to convey the pick.
But imagine that's the prize. Hey, if we win enough games the rest of this season, we can give our first-round pick away.
No,
I know that it's the smart thing, but it's hard to get excited about that.
That's what she said. No.
Last season, when you could go, if you lose, you might get Marvin Bagley.
Yeah.
If you lose, you might get Luka Doncic. If you lose, you might get Jaren Jackson.
I remember.
If you lose, you might get Trae Young. And by the way, people always like to remind me how I didn't want him to draft Jaren Jackson. I wanted him to draft Trae Young. Trae Young's kind of awesome.
Yeah, he is awesome.
By the way, Trae Young's kind of been awesome too.
Yeah.
So last year, you could go, you might get Trae Young. You might get Jaren Jackson. You might get DeAndre Ayton. You might get Luka Doncic. You might get Marvin Bagley. Please lose, Grizzlies. Please lose. Now it's like, if you lose, then you keep a pick you don't want to keep. Hard to get excited about that. If you win, you give away a first-round pick. Hard to get excited about that.
It's the booby prize, as Jeff Calkins has called it.
I don't have game day focus.
No, I'm lacking game day focus, too.
I've lost all my game day focus. But either way, congrats and good luck to Mark Gasol. He overnight goes from a losing situation that you can't even stay focused on anymore, unless you're Mike Conley, to a winning situation where he has an opportunity to not only win an Eastern Conference regular season title, but maybe go to Eastern Conference Finals, maybe go to the NBA Finals. And congrats to Mike Conley, because he doesn't have to move right now. And it's hard to have game day focus when you're also having to move and stuff, you know? When you also have to sell a house and relocate your family. So I'm happy for everybody.
What's the biggest game tonight?
Tiger! Bearcats! Inside FedEx Forum, it's the University of Memphis and the University of Cincinnati. Tip-off coming up in about 10 minutes. I'm super excited about this game.
Yeah.
Like,
you have game day focus for this game.
I really do have game day focus for this game. Looking forward to it because it is an opportunity. And it's not like they haven't had these opportunities before, but they haven't taken advantage of these opportunities before. It's an opportunity for Penny Hardaway to get the first win of his college coaching career against a nationally ranked opponent. They have earlier this season, they played LSU, they played Texas Tech, they played Tennessee. They haven't beaten that caliber of team. But Cincinnati comes in here ranked 25th in the country, 19-3 overall, 8-1 in the AAC, 29th at KenPom, 25th in the net rankings. Memphis 13-9 overall, 5-4 in the AAC, 83rd at KenPom, 69th.
Oh,
nice.
That's what she said.
Yeah, I think they're going to win tonight too. I'm going to go with John Martin's prediction.
Oh, those usually work out.
Yeah, those guys predicting stuff works like a turd, but I think it's going to be fun.
You're going to predict the Tigers are going to win and Justin Timberlake and Drake will be there.
I am not predicting Justin Timberlake will be there.
Hey, if you're going to take this opportunity
to use my words against them.
If you're going to go with John Martin, you might as well go all the way.
I did not predict
Drake's going
to
be there, too.
I didn't mean to use my words for you to set up to bomb them.
I'm not bombing them. I love them guys.
I hope so.
But, I mean, if we can't laugh about that.
I love them.
We have to be able to laugh about that, right?
I enjoyed it at the time.
Can't you love Jason and John but also laugh about the Drake Justin Timberlake thing?
I love all of y'all, even when stuff happens.
Who do you love the most?
I don't make that. That is not a piece of discussion.
Who do you love the most?
I love you all equally.
No, it's like your children. No, I don't love all my children equally. I could rank them right
now.
Well,
you should, Gary.
No, I got my favorite.
Or publicly say you.
I got my favorite.
Listen, no.
I got my
favorite.
That's
why I only had one. I only have to have one favorite.
I will tell you, Aiden's making a move in the right direction.
Hey, he's charting up.
He might be at the top.
Wow.
Might be at the top.
Shouts to Aiden.
Doing well in school.
Oh, he's awesome at school.
Self-motivated.
Yeah, he's a good. You raised a good kid there. And you've got three great kids.
Doesn't cuss every time he breaks his Legos like Oliver does.
Oh, great. He's been hanging out with you.
He's potty trained, unlike Lou. Aiden might have shot to number one in the rankings in the parish household among children. I hate it when people say, well, you could never rank your kids. Yes, you can. Are you crazy? You can change the rankings, but like you
They've changed. They're fluid. It's fluid.
It's a fluid situation.
It's like the net, basically.
It's a fluid situation.
Okay.
Like there was a time where I would have probably had to rank Aiden number three, okay, as long as we're being honest.
I remember that.
When he was using my credit card too much without authorization. But now he might be number one.
Yeah, he figured it
so
out.
So who do you love the most, Brad?
I can't say.
Yes, I don't.
I said equal. It's equal.
It can't be equal.
No, it is equal. It's like a starting lineup, and you all average the same amount of points in my book.
Except we don't.
What should
I
watch on TV?
We don't average the same amount of points, Brad.
What do we watch on TV tonight? I'm not ranking the freaking staff, Gary.
Who do you love the most?
I'm not ranking
why
the staff.
Would you just, I'm the one sitting right here in front of you.
I love you a lot, but I can't say that.
I love you the most. Why wouldn't you just say that?
I would love to say that.
I'm sitting here begging for your affection, and
listen,
you can't provide
it. You do not
it.
Need to beg for my affection. You know that I love you.
You can give me your. You're not giving me your affection.
You know that I love you. I don't need to tell you that I love you.
I bet if Jason John asked Bennett who they love the most, Bennett would be like, I love you guys the most.
No, that's because Bennett, he panders.
I bet Bennett would say, I love you the most, Jason and John.
Bennett does, he panders to his show. Okay.
Why couldn't you just, even if it's a lie, why wouldn't you lie to me under these circumstances?
I'm just trying to keep it real, okay? You always said on this show, keep it real, rep your hood and all this stuff. Like, I'm trying to listen.
You really don't love me more than you love these other people?
I love you.
You don't love me more than you love Jeff.
I love you lots and stuff.
You love Jeff and I the same?
Dude, this sucks. What are you doing
to
me?
How could you love Jeff and I the same?
Jeff is very likable. And as much as I love you, he has to equal you. Because I really love Jeff. I can't say I love him more, but
for
I
real?
Love him equally to you. And I love you a lot.
You love Eric and I the same, too?
Absolutely.
What?
Eric has a special place in my heart. I was just telling him that the other day before he left on the road trip to Oklahoma.
Jesus.
Yeah, maybe I love y'all. Y'all are good people.
Maybe I need to get a producer who loves me the way I deserve
love you,
to be
Gary.
Loved.
That's fine. You can trade me in. You know I love you. I don't need to tell you. I've been working with you for 10 years, for Christ's sake.
Might trade you in. Might
is there anything
you.
I need,
need
to make
to.
Sure I read?
It's the end of the show.
I'm not watching TV tonight. I'm not reading tonight.
Fine.
What's on tap for tomorrow?
Well, I might have a new producer by tomorrow. Someone who loves me properly.
I'm really trying,
professes
y'all.
It publicly.
If you are listening right now, and I hope you are, this is what I have to put up with.
Here's the truth about tomorrow. It's going to be Friday. And if you were listening
I'm
earlier.
I'm going to pray for you, Gary.
You know I've got to get on a plane again. I'm headed to Reno, Nevada, doing sideline on Nevada, New Mexico Saturday, CBS Sports Network. I'm flying all day tomorrow.
Yeah.
It's going to be ridiculous.
So I can't get you on the radio show either.
It's literally impossible for me to host the radio show tomorrow or even appear on the radio show tomorrow.
Fine. But I that's why I don't love you as much. Damn it.
That's actually fair. If you were trying to find a reason to not love me, it would be because I have to fly to
the great equalizer is your travel schedule.
Hey, Eric's got a travel schedule, too.
Yeah, but Jeffrey really does a good job hosting his show.
Who do you love more, Jeffrey or Eric?
I can't. I'm equal.
If you could only pick Jeffrey, Eric, Jason, or John, and you had a...
They're all equal. I'm not going to do the island here.
Matt Stark's going to be here tomorrow. You have Dan Walken in the first hour, Jeff Calkins in the second. They'll be great, I promise. Be back here tomorrow at 4. Till then, be careful, be kind, be good, rep your hood.
Ask Alexa or Google to play 92.9 ESPN. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett, WMFS Memphis, a radio.com station, home of the Gary Parrish Show, weekdays 4 p.m. till 6 p.m., 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.